Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are, with Dan Z and Corey Club, the podcast you're looking for. This is. Yes.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
We've been waiting for you.
The Force is strong here, even stronger than the coffee.
Welcome to Coffee with Kenobi. Here are your hosts, Dan Z and Corey Club.
One of the biggest thrills we've ever had on Coffee with Kenobi occurred on show number 12 in February of 2014, when we had a cup of coffee with James Arnold Taylor. Obi-Wan Kenobi is clearly an inspiration for our podcast, and James is a big reason why. As many Star Wars fans know, Jad is back to host Celebration Anaheim, and we are honored to speak with him about this exciting convention from April 16th to the 19th. A huge welcome back to Mr. James Arnold Taylor.
Ah, well, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be having a cup of coffee with Kenobi. In fact, you know, I think he's always with me, isn't he? But is he always with you? That's the question. I hope he's with everybody else always. I think that from a certain point of view, he's there with us all, isn't he?
Absolutely. Always on our shoulder, giving us good advice and suggestions.
Yeah. No, thank you. It's great to be back on the show. Love it and so excited. It's a great time to be involved in the world of Star Wars. It's a great time to be a lover of Star Wars with so many exciting things happening. So lots to talk about. You guys go ahead and fire away, and I will do my best to answer the best I can.
Well, we appreciate it. And we have tons of faith in you. So this will be all kinds of fun. And so speaking of fun, I think it's safe to say, Corey, I'm sure you'd agree, that fans let out a collective cheer when it was announced that James was going to be back to host the Celebration stage. Now, what does it mean to you to be a part of Celebration?
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad people are happy about it. And, you know, Celebration is one of those things that happens only so many years or so many times, you know, throughout the years. It's been like 3 years now. Has it been two or three this time? It went longer than we expected. And I was very blessed to host six, and it was so much fun. And I was so happy when I got the call from Mary Franklin, who is just fantastic, to ask if I would host it again. And I thought, what a great opportunity to be the host pre The Force Awakens, the world changing with a whole new look and feel of Star Wars. So it's going to be great fun to see where it all goes. It's going to be great fun to talk to the guests we have announced. I mean, we do have a lot of great guests already announced. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I always have to be careful too, because it's like, you know, this world that we live in as voice actors, you sign all these NDAs, these non-disclosure agreements, where you can't talk about anything. It was like, it was just announced, Guardians of the Galaxy, the animated series has been announced, and I'm on that show as Yondu and Cosmo. And so I finally get to talk about it. But up until then, I was like, what can I say? What can't I say? So with Celebration, I know that they've announced Ian is coming back, right? They've announced Ian. Mm-hmm. Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Anthony Daniels. We have some other surprises along the way. We have Kyle Newman's radio drama, Smuggler's Gambit 2, and just some really cool things happening. And I like to just, you know, up it a notch. You know, I think a lot of people think of conventions as, oh, you go and you watch panels. And I hear this word kind of thrown around a lot. Oh, there's a panel with Mark Hamill. There's a panel with Carrie Fisher. No, there's a show with Carrie Fisher. There's a show with Mark Hamill. And this is more like, if you were to compare it to, like, you know, The Tonight Show or Letterman or Craig Ferguson or something like that, The Daily Show. We like to have fun with the guests. We're going to put them through their paces, you know, see how they know their Star Wars trivia, see what they want to say to the fans and have fun with them and have a good time. So it's not just sitting at a table with microphones and just going, okay, so tell us about when you did Empire. You know, it's a fun time, and we're going to have a lot of surprises. You know, the Anaheim Convention Center is huge, and the room that I'll be in is a 5,000-seat auditorium. Wow. So it's an arena, and it is, you know, this big circle. And so it's now, will you guys be there?
Yes,
we
sir.
Sure will. We are, okay, in fact, good. The very first podcast to go on the podcasting stage.
Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'll have to find out where that is and see if I can crash you at some point.
Oh, yes.
I'll be, I'll be very busy, of course, but I will always try to make that time to jump around and stuff too. And we're trying to spread the word about the Comlink, which is the network that that I'm on with David Collins, who's the host of the Digital Stage. And that was created by David and JC Reifenberg, who's my business partner out here in Burbank, where we have a studio now where we are shooting and producing our own content, not just Star Wars content, but other things as well. So we're getting ready. It has been nonstop preparation for Celebration, and it's really a lot of fun. I've got some great, cool things that I hope you get a chance. You guys get a chance to see one of the shows on the main stage, because you'll get to see some cool stuff. It's some big surprises for people. So I went on and on there, but a long answer to a short question.
No, it's all good. I'm Dan and I are both very excited to meet everybody, and certainly to sit on panels and just have a good time, because, you know, it's a great time to be a Star Wars fan. So, but, you know, you've hosted a lot of different high profile events throughout your career, and we're excited about Celebration. But what makes Celebration stand out among maybe some of these other events like Star Wars Weekends?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, because, again, Star Wars Weekends, and I'm going to be hosting that. We just announced that a couple weeks ago, that I'll be the host for the fifth year in a row of Star Wars Weekends, which is five weekends of Star Wars at Disney. Now, yes, Disney owns Star Wars now, but Celebration is still its own Celebration. It is its own thing. I think the coolest thing about it is, if you go to Comic-Con, you go to Dragon Con, you go to any of the cons, it's a mixture, and there's always your Star Wars peeps, you know, that you can bond with and talk to. But this is where friends are made, relationships are formed, you know, marriages come together. You have a very cool world of people that love Star Wars all in one concentrated space, and giving that excitement out to all of the celebrity guests, all of the filmmakers, everyone there, and to each other. It's just, I don't know. It's really just an awesome event. It's a magical thing that only happens every few years. It's, you know, it's one of those things, but I just think it's different. It's totally a different vibe when you're walking down the halls of it. You know that you're only going to see troopers and Sam people and Jawas and Jedis. And, you know, you're not going to see Freddy Krueger walking down the halls there. I don't know. It's just different. I think it's more family oriented. I think, you know, that's another very cool thing for me personally as a father. It's great that my daughter can go and experience Star Wars firsthand there. You know, she loves Star Wars Weekends because it's Disney, and she's, you know, loves all the princesses and everything. But this is only Star Wars, so what more could we want, right? It's really cool, and it's going to be some really exciting things happening this year too.
Oh, I'll say it, especially when you look at some of the things, as you mentioned, a lot of the great people are going to be a part of this. And I like how you made a point of saying that these aren't panels; these are experiences, these are events. These are tour de forces of entertainment, where you get to hear two of your favorite people and three or four of the people that you love on stage at the same time, interacting, entertaining, and informing. It's almost like the ultimate fan experience, I would say. So I'm sure there are different challenges. What are some of your bigger challenges to hosting Celebration Anaheim, and what are you most looking forward to?
Wow, another great question. You guys are putting me through the paces. You know, the thing is, one of the biggest challenges is trying to one-up myself as well. You know, I was a stand-up comic for many years when I started, when I was 16 years old and on into my 20s. And I never wanted to tell the same joke to an audience twice, you know. So I would always be changing my act. And sometimes that didn't work as a stand-up. But in these venues, I like to, you know, of course, I'll be doing my one-man show as well, which is called Talking to Myself. In its full 1 hour form.
Wow. When I do I've it never seen that live. I'm so excited.
Oh, you haven't? No. Oh, well, please. Yes, please make it. That will be on Saturday night, I believe. And I don't know how much, you know, people know that, but people know my show is going to be there. It's going to be Saturday. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to do the full 1 hour show as I did last year, the last time at Celebration. As opposed to when I do it at Disney, it's a cut down version. And we call it Obi-Wan and Beyond. So you get to see a lot of things that you wouldn't normally get to see, but it's, I challenge myself to come up with, you know, I mean, I've been very blessed to interview Mark Hamill many, many times. He's also a dear friend. I've got to interview Ian before and Carrie before. Anthony and I, of course, go way back. So there's all these folks that I've talked to on a regular basis. How do I make that new and fresh? And so that's one of the biggest challenges, is asking them also questions that they haven't necessarily been asked over the years. I mean, that's, how do you do that after, you know, 30 plus years of answering these questions, trying to make it fresh for them? I want it to be an experience for them, so they feel like, oh yeah, I had fun too. They are all so committed to the fans. When you talk to Mark Hamill, he's always like, you know, I go, so we want to do this and that. And he's like, I just want to give the fans stories they haven't heard before. I want to give them something exciting. He's so genuine about that. And so I want to do something for him. You know, I was like, I want to make it an exciting experience for him and for all of them that come to my stage and experience this show. So we're going to have a lot more surprises this year than we've ever had before. We're going to have a lot more kind of special little guests popping in and out. And of course, the main stage is the one place where you're going to see J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy to kick off the entire event Thursday Wow. morning. That's a huge deal. So, you know, got to check that out. I think if everybody isn't there for that, they're missing out, because there's going to be some big stuff happening there. So that'll be great.
Oh my gosh, it'll be phenomenal. That's he actually, they go on, I believe, at 10 o'clock.
Yes,
and then we have to start at 11:30. So I'm sure.
Oh man, you're going to have so much to talk about.
Yeah, right.
People will still be listening to him.
Yeah.
And we probably will too. I think Corey's going to stay behind and listen so I can do the panel by myself.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much longer it will go. We have other shows and stuff too. And so they try to keep it pretty tight, but I would think that you go on at 11:30, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it'll probably be done by then. So you'll be rushing to give the breaking news of what, you know, you heard and saw and experienced on the main stage there. Yeah, you never know.
Our own little Kessel run up to the stage.
That's right. Yeah. So it's in less than 7 parsecs. If you could do it, that'd be great. But, it is an experience. This event is going to be a new experience, and it's in a new place. You know, of course, the last two before that were done in Florida, and it was great fun doing it there. But this is a whole new venue. It's, again, a kind of a rock concert of a feel. And we have some amazing behind the scenes people putting this together. Mark Renfro is the director of the main stage, and Mark has been my director for every Star Wars weekends, every celebration. And he's an amazing talent himself. He works for Disney, and he puts the best of the best people together, sound, video, all of that. And so he's really all about entertaining people as well. And so we really are looking to give people that experience. We're going to have DJ Elliot and Mark Daniel as the warm-up again, as we do every celebration. And those guys are just fantastic, and they'll be giving away stuff and just having fun. So it's really a cool experience. And of course, then I get little time in between to go out on the floor and try to see what Star Wars stuff I want to buy.
That's awesome. That's so cool. And, you know, you talked a little bit about, you know, interviewing Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and those big folks like that. You know, is it different between the different celebrities and different guests that you interview? You know, the process, would obviously, you're not just, you know, trying to prepare for just Mark or just Carrie. And I'm curious to know too, is like, as being the host of these great, phenomenal, amazing people that, you know, your preparation, a little bit different for each one. Is that, how does that go out for you?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It is, because they're all very different people. They all have even very different careers and different lives, and they all want to talk about different things in different ways. And so you have to be very much aware of that and how to work and finesse that with them and make them feel comfortable and happy as well. So it's, I'm by nature a people pleaser. I always have been. I always want to try to make sure everybody in the room is happy and good. And so it's a great challenge for me with them to do that, to make sure that I'm asking them the questions they want to be asked, but I'm also giving them the entertainment and the fun and the games. And we play a lot of games and do a lot of fun things that I know they'll want to do. You know, last time we did these, I created this bit called Phony Photo Memory, because everybody sits there and taking pictures of the panels of all of the people talking. And it's just kind of boring photos of us just sitting there with the expressions on our face or in mid sentence with our eyes kind of fluttered closed and a goofy expression. So I like to pose a photo at the end of the interview and give them something to take as a real memory. And we had some fun ones. We had Ian was shocking me, you know, for things. And then, of course, people put the lightning in on Photoshop and everything afterwards. I got on Mark's back like Yoda, you know. And for Carrie, I said, so, Carrie, what do you want to do? And without missing a beat, she said, I want to spank you.
Okay.
So I had to get over her knee, and she gave me a spanking. So that was quite an experience.
Yeah, memorable, I guess, right?
To get a spanking from Princess Leia. So, yeah, I'm waiting to see what we'll come up with this year for her. But no, we've got a lot of great guests and a lot of great fun to have with all of them. So, and you know, Anthony is always an experience because he loves telling stories. Again, he wants to give the crowd something to experience and take home with them. So we've got some fun things planned with him as well. So I think it's just going to be a great time.
Well, not only are you an entertainer, but the people you're talking about are entertainers as well. So you've got this incredible hodgepodge of entertainment.
Yeah,
it's just really, really cool. I cannot wait to get in on some of the excitement that's going to happen. And I'm sure, let's pretend for a second, James, that you are our navigator for Celebration. What kind of advice do you have for Celebration attendees? Because there are quite a few that are returning, but there are also many, like my good friend here, Corey, who have never been to a Celebration.
Yeah, first time.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's a great question, because it goes back to a thing that I've always said to people whenever I find out they're about to get married. Now, my lovely wife, Allison, and I will be celebrating our 24th wedding anniversary in June.
Wow. Congratulations.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. And I've always remembered that day, because we had a moment where we were able to kind of get in a corner and take it all in and go, this is for you. This is your, these people are all here to see you guys and to experience the joy of this wedding with you and to share in this experience with you. And I look at these the same way. If everybody can get that moment to take it in and breathe it in, because the time goes so quick. And the experience goes like just like lightning. And you're like, what happened? Oh, it was great. And I met this person. You know, and you meet people, you experience people, you get photos with people, you meet celebrities, you get their autographs, you watch shows, you see things you've never seen before. You go to the digital stage of playing Star Wars in 3D. You've got interviews with, you know, people like Ben Burtt on that stage, who's like one of my absolute heroes. You're getting to see them in person, talk about these things. So take that time to take it in at some point. Find a quiet space or a corner, a pillar that you can lean against, take a picture, breathe it in, look at it, you know, a picture with your mind and go, I'm here. This is fun. Look at this. Look at all these people. Look at what Star Wars did. It's really kind of amazing when you think about that. And again, I always say, no matter what people think of George Lucas, such a polarized figure, look at what has been created from one person's imagination. It's really quite astounding.
It certainly is. You know, as being a first-time attendee this year, I'm looking forward, like I said, just standing back and just taking it all in and making friendships and having a good time and just making a memory of it. So I think that's Absolutely. Good advice for anybody.
Mm. Great. Great.
Now, again, we talked earlier about Star Wars Weekends. You're preparing for that as well coming up this year. And of course, last year was a huge hit, huge hit. So how does this, you know, you're coming off of Celebration and going into Star Wars Weekends. What's that transition kind of like for you? And how does it change in preparedness and you know, falling into that?
And do you ever get to rest?
Yeah. No. You know, that's the crazy thing is, so this is the first time we've ever had them this close together. Mm-hmm. Literally, Celebration ends, and within 2 weeks, I get on a plane and fly out to Florida because I stay for the entire time. I'm there for about 6 weeks.
Wow.
And I bring the wife and daughter, and you know, poor 10-year-old daughter has to live at Disney World for 6 weeks.
Anybody's dream.
It's a hard night life. Yeah.
It is, yeah. And they put us up in a lovely place, and
it's a castle,
What's that?
It's not a castle, is it?
No, not a castle. No. But wouldn't that be fun? And we have a wonderful space there, and we just set up shop there. I put in my studio. I build a little studio in my room, and I have my ISDN line so I can patch in and do all my work, my voiceover work for Fox and, you know, Sunday Fun Day, you know, The Simpsons and all that stuff. And I can still do all my other work from their studios. They're generous enough to let me record from their studios as well. So there's that whole side of it. And then the personal side of it, of being with family and still getting time, because everybody kind of goes, oh, it's a vacation. You go to Disney World for 6 weeks. It's like, no, I have my regular Monday to Friday voiceover jobs. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I have all these shows. And there's about 8 shows a day for me this time. And it starts, you know, early in the morning, and then it goes till late at night with the fireworks and the Summon the Force show. And it's great fun. Don't get me wrong. It's great fun. But the planning of it, I have 2 weeks to get ready and prepare everything there. Some of the things will overlap, but most of it is, you know, you've got different guests there than we have at Celebration to a degree. And there's different things happening, and it's staged differently, and there's different shows. And it's just really kind of crazy this time, because last time, I think there was at least a couple months in between it. And this time we've got 2 weeks. So I don't know how all fair, but it's – and then after that, get home, and then July hits, and there's Comic-Con, and it's just like, oh my goodness. And with our new channel, the Comlink on YouTube, you know, we're just trying to get the word out as much as we can on that. So – we're like, well, I guess we need to start looking at all these things too. Plus, I'm like, this weekend I'm leaving and going to Atlanta, where I'll be performing my one-man show, Talking to Myself, for VoiceOver Atlanta, which is a voiceover convention, which is going to be quite fun. And I've been on the road every other week doing the show, which is great. People have been and having me on and doing my stage show, but it's just made for a very hectic schedule, and just trying to keep, you know, keep it all together and keep it all straight and who goes where and what, and, you know. It's fun.
It is very. It's what a lovely blessing to be so in demand and have people like yourself that are intelligent and have good people behind the scenes making it all work so well. And we're certainly the better for it. And speaking of the better, we've of course just experienced the first season of Rebels. Very awesome that we got to see you on the premiere of that.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Rebels, and how did you feel about the return of Ashley Eckstein and Ahsoka Tano?
Oh, well, you know, Ashley is one of my favorite people. Ahsoka, I had always said on Clone Wars, was my favorite character. So to know that Ahsoka lives is very exciting. To know that we can all talk about it now is very
That's right.
And you know, I couldn't be happier for her. I really couldn't. I think it's very cool. I think it's going to be interesting to see where the character goes and how she plays into the world of Star Wars from this point on. And I also like that because, of course, you know, George Lucas's last bit of Star Wars was the Clone Wars. That was the last truly GL canon you're going to see. Sounds like a camera, doesn't it? but so the fact that that's gone over into this, I think that that's a wonderful thing. And it was a great honor to be on as Obi-Wan and to be in the first episode. I didn't know when the episode would air. I didn't know it was going to be part of the first episode. I had no idea when I went in. It was probably about a year ago that I went in and voiced that. None of the cast was there. Nobody knew. So that was really exciting to be able to talk about it. That came out last July that they announced that they played that trailer. So it was even longer than a year ago then that I recorded it. Wow, how time flies. And it was strange because it was just me and Dave Filoni in the studio recording this, and Greg Weissman, who's one of the producers and writers for the show at the time. And Greg and I go way back. He was my director on one of the first shows I did, Atlantis, The Lost Empire, Milo's Return. And so really fun to be in the studio with both of them and in the same exact studio that we recorded Clone Wars in for, you know, 8 years of doing that show, even though we did six seasons, we recorded for many, many years. And so it was emotional. It was wild. It was really exciting. And I hope they bring him back. You know, I thought it would have been fun if he was the narrator of it or something, but you know.
Oh, I love that idea.
But it was also neat to see the new spin on Obi-Wan. And thankfully he still had his big blue eyes there. And, you know, he was modeled. My wife thought, oh, he looks more like you than the other one. I said, oh, well, you flatter me, my dear. You flatter me. Because he was quite the handsome little hologram there. But No, it was really exciting. And I also think, and some fans brought this up to me, and it kind of gave me goosebumps, that how cool was it that that was the first time we ever really heard that full transmission of Obi-Wan and what he said, and that I got to do it was a great honor for me as the actor that's got to voice more Obi-Wan than anybody. But really, I think people still associate, you know, Ewan McGregor so much with that character. So really great honor to do it.
And of course, Alec Guinness too. I mean,
it goes without saying.
Well, I mean, just the you made the transition there too. I mean, I think that's a big thing to talk about. You know, you had to fluctuate a little bit, I would assume, from the young Obi-Wan to the older Obi-Wan. So kudos to you on doing that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, the direction was for this one was to voice him a little bit differently. They wanted a touch more Ewan in it, which I hadn't done in a long time, you know, because when I first started it, it was more up here, and, you know, he's Ewan McGregor's voice is a little higher in that, and it's very, you know, light and subtle and beautiful. And then my Obi-Wan was more of, you know, Dave Filoni's vision of this general in an army trying to be a big brother to Anakin and perhaps even a father figure. And so he took on a little different way and presented himself maybe a bit more proper and a little different in tone. And so in this, it was, you had a little of the, he's on the droid, you'll look at, you know, a bit of that in there. So this is Obi-Wan Kenobi. So there was, I tried to kind of really blend all three in this for Rebels. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. I see, certainly I'm watching on, you know, Twitter and Facebook and social media everywhere, and it seems as though fans are really enjoying the show, which is great. You know, it's neat that people like it.
It's wonderful, and honestly, if you weren't the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi, I just don't think it would be the same. I think there would be quite an uprising. Just listening to you do what you just did there is worth flying to California to see in person.
Yes.
Well, you're too kind, or I should say, you're too kind. But yeah, thank you. That it's one of those things. I was so touched by people's remarks saying, you know, it's Jat. He's doing it. That's so great. And, you know, it's been very cool. And again, how cool is it that it's Ashley as Ahsoka? I mean, you know, they did that right, I think, by keeping those voices in there. And so, it's very kind of bittersweet for all of us that Frank Oz was Yoda in the one episode, because, of course, it's Frank Oz. What are you going to say? It's Yoda. But but Tom Kane has voiced more Yoda than anybody as well, and is so synonymous with the character now. And I kind of, as I was watching it, I was joking with the people I was with going, do you think some kids are going, Yoda sounds different, you know, because they grew up with Clone Wars Yoda. So, you know,
Yoda needs a lozenge.
Yeah, he was more, you know, more of that kind of part. And so it was different. But it was also very magical to hear Frank Oz doing Yoda in that. So, you know, I think that the show has quite a challenge, because I've always thought it was a very brave thing to do, taking what happened between 3 and 4 as a storyline. Because you're talking about Jedis. And to me, Luke's the only Jedi left outside of Obi-Wan and Yoda. So, I will say, as a fan, that storyline tears me a little. I kind of go, well, I don't know where I sit. As a lover of Star Wars and as an actor that is in it, I go, I see what they're doing, and I think that's great. And it's very brave for them to be able to do that and pull that off, because you know, everybody has an opinion about Star Wars. And again, there's a segue right into my show, A Certain Point of View, that we're doing, because it is a Star Wars debate show. And we debate the light and the dark side of the issues of Star Wars, because all of us have opinions on it. And it's great. We shot our first episode this last week, and we're going to shoot another one tomorrow. And it is so funny when you say to somebody, here's one of the topics, and they just, they get all, let me tell you what, you know, and everybody's got an opinion. So, it's a wild world we live in right now.
It certainly is. And I'm glad you brought that up, because we want to know more about things you're involved with. We're excited about the Comlink and Guardians of the Galaxy. Could you speak more about some of those upcoming events that have been announced?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be an exciting year for old Jat. We've got the Ratchet and Clank movie, in fact, too. So Ratchet and Clank is a video game that I've been doing for, gosh, I don't know, 12, 13 years now. I've done probably 15 titles of the game throughout that time, and they are releasing a movie. And it's we've already recorded the whole film, and I think awesome. They're just in the finals right now of mixing, and it should be out this year, and it should be very exciting. I play Ratchet, who is the main hero in it, and it was very cool, great of the studio to allow all of us voice actors to maintain our roles in it too, which was great. So that's coming out. Then we've got Guardians of the Galaxy, the animated series, where I play Yondu. And Yondu, if you saw the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, was portrayed by Michael Rooker, who you may know from Walking Dead and all of those. But he's a kind of a Cajun fellow who comes in and almost fathers the main character, you know, Quill, Peter Quill. And Yondu's a bit of a Cajun, and he's got that whistle and that arrow. So every time, and then the arrow goes places. So I get to play Yondu, who's just kind of comic relief, which is great fun to play that kind of character part. And then also I play Russian cosmonaut telepathic dog Cosmo. Now, Cosmo did not speak in Guardians of Galaxy film, but Cosmo speaks in cartoon, yes. So he should be a lot of fun. And then we've got, yeah, the Comlink channel. I would hope people would go and subscribe to the Comlink channel on YouTube, because it is just a great source for Star Wars news, information, and entertainment. David Collins, again, who's the host of the main the digital stage. Sorry, I'm the host of main stage at Celebration. He is just a great friend and a very talented composer, singer, songwriter, musician, and director. He actually, David was my first director for the first Star Wars video game I ever did as Obi-Wan, which was the Revenge of the Sith video game, and he was my director in that. And so he is now, of course, on the other side of things, hosting the news and the Comlink conversations. And I was one of the first guests as they did that. So if you go to youtube.com/thecomlink, you can check out the channel. And again, this coming Monday will be the airing of my very first episode of my show, A Certain Point of View, which was created by myself and J.C. Reifenberg. J.C. was had the brainchild for this idea of this Star Wars debate show, where we have Star Wars celebrities and guests that are experts in the world of Star Wars, and they debate the light and dark sides of it. I'm the host and the moderator of it, keep everybody on both sides of there from killing each other. But we had Catherine Tabor and J.C. Reifenberg were our first guests, and it's fun to see J.C. come out from behind the camera and actually get to do this, because he is – quite a Star Wars aficionado. He knows his stuff, and Kat is as well. And so they got into it a few times, I got to tell you. So we had some great topics. The first topic, we posted some of the questions to get people's perspective on it. But, you know, this whole announcement that George Lucas's storylines weren't necessarily going to be used per se in the new movies, as quoted by George. You know, I know it's been a bit controversial subject. And so we talk about that and debate whether it's right or wrong for Disney to use those or not. And then we also have one about Lando Calrissian. Did he do the right thing selling out his friends? And it's surprising some of the responses we got. So we had a lot of fun doing that. We're going to shoot another one tomorrow with my good friend Trevor Duvall. Trevor plays Dookie on Johnny Test. And I'm Johnny, if anybody knows the show. Johnny Test. So I'm 11-year-old Johnny Test. And Trevor's my dog Dookie. But he also is the voice of the Emperor, as well as Admiral Ackbar and Bib Fortuna in the Lego Star Wars cartoons. So he will be one of our guests tomorrow as well, and he's very passionate about Star Wars. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The comlink.com can give you the information, but also if you just go to youtube.com/thecomlink and follow us, subscribe to us. That's what we really are asking people to subscribe, because I think, you know, people just kind of assume, oh, there it is and it's right there, but we really need the subscriptions to keep things going and stuff, because we're doing all of this out of our own pockets in my studio here in Burbank, and for the love of it all. But the more people that come on, then the more chances we have to sustain it and keep people interested in it. So I hope that people will spread the word and tell a friend to subscribe to the Comlink. So thank you. Do a little commercial for it on your fantastic podcast as well.
Well, you're too kind, sir. We will most certainly put links to that in our show notes and plug away. And we're excited to see more about this. I can't wait to watch the show. It's going to be a lot of fun, as is it going to be fun to watch you on the Celebration stage, April 16th to the 19th. And we cannot wait to meet you and to hear your stories live and to just You're such a tour de force of awesome. So we are so blessed to have you on again. Thank you so much for being a returning guest to Coffee with Kenobi. And where can people get in touch with you if they want to ask you a question or just say hello?
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you for the kind words. You can go to jamesarnoldtaylor.com, and at the bottom of the screen there, there's a picture of me with many of my characters. And at the bottom, there's links to all of things like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and IMDb and pretty much any of those you could click on to connect with me. But I would suggest Twitter is the best source at this point. Facebook, I was on Facebook every day, all the time. And now running from place to place, Twitter is kind of the quickest one. So if you really wanted to ask me a question, certainly I will find it on Facebook, but it might take me longer to answer it. But if you want to ask old Jat a question, you would follow me at J-A-T Actor. So it's at Jat Actor on Instagram or on Twitter. I would prefer Twitter because that's the one that I'll really respond to. So thank you for asking about that. And again, at the comm link as well is always a way to get in touch with me. But yeah, right there. And it's all going very well. And people can get my book, Jat 365, which is available on Amazon.com, which is all of my different positive thoughts and inspirations that I put out after a year of putting them out every day on social media. I turned it into a book. And people are enjoying that. So I like to keep everybody positive because the world is full of enough negative stuff. And I feel Obi-Wan Kenobi would say the same thing.
Well, we could not agree more. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. I think it's your positive nature and your aphorisms that are one of the reasons why you are so beloved by fandom. So we appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. Thanks. That's great. Yeah, it's really cool to see so many people affected by the work that we do as voice actors and performers and then to be in the world of Star Wars. So it's a great honor to be able to do things like this and to be on your podcast and have a bit of coffee as well. And, Obi-Wan gets a little hyped up, doing this with the caffeine. But every once in a while, I might switch to decaf. But it's always good to have a cup of coffee with Kenobi.
Chewie, get us out of here!
If you would like to respond to our question of the show, have a comment, or just want to say hello, send us an email or MP3 at feedback@coffeewithkenobi.com. Or if you have a specific question or comment for either of us individually, email us at danz@coffeewithkenobi.com or coreyc@coffeewithkenobi.com or visit us at coffeewithkenobi.com and click on the Contact Us section or comment on one of the stories featured on the site. If you enjoy the show, please write a review in iTunes or Stitcher. You can also like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeewithkenobi, as well as keep up to date at our Twitter feed @coffeewithkenobi. You can also find us on Tumblr at coffeewithkenobi.tumblr.com. If you enjoy the jazz music, the album is Eye to Eye by Steve Torak.
Give the evacuation code signal.
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here. Move along.